I feel like every few months there's a new study that tells us that we should use paper towels in the bathroom, that we should not use the hand dryer. And then there's a new study that comes out and says, no, actually, you should use the air dryer and not the paper towels. So I'm not sure what to do. But the latest study says maybe there's even some bacteria on the unused paper towels.
Yeah, well, this is, again, one of those studies that you have to take with a grain of salt. It was produced by researchers at Laval University and published in the American Journal of Infection Control. And they did this study because they did not have any information regarding unused paper towels. That is there any bacteria in the manufacturing process that can be present on the paper itself before it is used? And what they found is they compared most popular brands of paper towels, including recycled paper towels, and found that the recycled paper towels had anywhere between 100 to 1,000 fold more bacteria in the paper itself before it was used. Now, before we all start saying, oh my, you know, are we going to get contaminated by these paper towels, you're still dealing with a small number of bacteria. It's not, you know, they're saying 100 to 1,000 fold, but that's still multiplying a small amount by a large amount still gives you a relatively small amount.
And isn't there bacteria on everything?
Yeah, there is. I mean, let's face it, there's been no documentation, and in fact, the authors note that there's been no evidence to date that's saying that clean paper towels are going to cause any sort of infection. I mean, there's, you know, even after you wash your towels at home, and you put them away, there's still going to be bacteria on those towels, but it's not at a quantity that's going to be enough to cause any significant infection. So these type of stories have to be looked at, and these type of studies have to be looked at with the idea that you're not going to get sick by using a clean paper towel. You know, sure, you can use an electric hand dryer if you want to do that.
But wasn't there some study that said the hand dryers were actually that they had bacteria in them and that they were just projecting that onto your hands as the hot air was blowing?
I think it was more if some of the dryers that you had to actually press the button on it
okay.
in order for it to engage, and that button itself would end up with everybody's hands that hadn't been they washed their hands or
right.
But
yuck.
But again, you know, you can become so paranoid about this. You know, life is there's bacteria everywhere. There's bacteria on every surface, on our bodies all the time. You know, you wash your hands, and even if you use an alcohol wash for your hands with the gels, you know, a minute or even 2 minutes later, bacteria start to regrow on your hands. They're not bad bacteria. They're not ones that really cause disease after you wash your hands. But that's the nature of bacteria. Bacteria will double. The doubling times for bacteria are every 20 minutes. You know, it'll reproduce itself. So within 1 day, if you start off with one little tiny bacteria and you just let that grow over the day, you'll end up with billions. That's the rate at which they grow.
Well, you're creeping me out now. But what about you go to the bathroom, in a public washroom, yep. you wash your hands, and then you just wave your hands around in the air until they dry instead of using either the paper towels or the air dryer?
Well, if you were just to do that? You may look a little weird to do that in front of everybody.
Yeah, but no bacteria that way.
Well, no, yeah, and until you touch the next surface in your life, right?
So that's right. Well, then you just put your gloves back on.
Yeah, that's right.
Your rubber gloves and, you know,
yeah,
zip
yeah,
yourself
you,
up into
you
your protective...
You can win a lot of popularity contests like that, Mark.
Yeah. You just zip yourself back into your hazmat suit, open the door to the bathroom, and head out on your way and go
yeah,
face the world.
You raise a very good point, is that, you know, life is something to be lived, and you can't hide from every perceived or erroneously perceived danger out there.
Yeah.
Life is always has risk, and in this case with bacteria, do the usual things to, you know, that we do, you know, washing your hands, do the usual stuff to after you go to the bathroom. But really, more than that, you know, let's put this in context and just keep on living and not worry about the paper towels.
Right. We should be worrying instead about wearing helmets all the time to protect ourselves from head injuries.
Or not using soccer balls in the schoolyard.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Exactly. All right. Thank you, Barry.
You're welcome.
Happy
Mark.
New Year to you.
Thank you. You too.